Hey, you. Mind if I sit? Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. Just coming down from a bit of a buzz. So, yeah, good. Right? Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of, do you want a drink? I brought your favourite. Yeah, sure, it is just a beer, but it's the one you always have. So, you know, if you don't want it, you're welcome. What about you, though? You okay? Well, this party is for you, yet you're all the way out here on your own. So, what's up? You say nothing, but I don't think you'd be sitting all by your lonesome if that was the case. Look, no one's actually wondering where you are. We can all see you from back there, but we miss you. So, I was the unfortunate sacrifice chosen to make the arduous journey to come and get you. Yep, a veritable Oregon Trail. It was tough dragging myself through all this sand to come and see you. So, maybe share that drink with me? Awesome. I'm joking, by the way. I came out to see you because I wanted to. Oh my god, you're right. Now I have seen you. So, can I walk back to everyone? Look, I'm obviously not going to force you. If you want to stay here for a while, that's completely fine. Then can I stay with you? Thanks. Look, I don't really need to talk or anything like that. We can just sit. I'm enjoying your company before I lose it. I'm used to the idea, I think. You've had this planned for a while now, so I'm pretty sure I can deal. And you? How are you feeling? You know you're not fooling anyone, right? Since I'm here, you might as well tell me what's on your mind. Yeah. Look, don't even try to deny it. You know that never works. Too honest for your own good. Yeah, I can read you a bit too easily, sweetheart. Might want to do something about that. I don't want some new folks taking advantage of your innocent little soul. Hush. I bet you'll miss all my teasing. So, what's the matter? Nerves? Yeah, about leaving. And what else? Well, that's understandable. Why wouldn't you be? You know, you're moving away from everything you know. Are you scared? I mean, I'd be. I don't like thinking about being all alone. Ugh. No, I'm not saying... Look, I'm not trying to freak you out. I'm sure you'll meet plenty of people really quickly. Sure you will. Just show them how great you are and you'll have to fend off the masses with a stick. Trust me. But if you replace me, oh boy, then I might come running. I'm only messing with you. You're going a bit too far away for me to do that. But anyways, you can do this. I know you can. This is a big step for you. But isn't it a step in the right direction? Exactly. So you go get 'em. No uncertainty, no tears. We've all got your back. So you do what you need to. Of course I mean it. Yeah. Go get 'em, Tiger. You got this. Yep, and I got this too. I'll be cheering. I'll be cheering you on back home. Yeah. Oh, it's not like we'll lose contact or anything either. We're all just a phone call away. Or you could message or whatever, but calling is nicer. Yeah, I think it is, yeah. Okay. Why are you asking me if I'm okay? I'm trying to help you out here. No, I need to psych you up so I don't... I'm trying to... I didn't want you to see me like this. No, not here or now. This was supposed to be your farewell party, and I was supposed to be happy for you. Everyone is so proud of you for doing this. But then there's me, selfishly falling apart because you're leaving. No, how is it not selfish? I know you have to leave, but I can't help myself. Even if you say that, it doesn't matter if it's normal. That won't stop me from feeling so awful about it. Yeah, look, I want to send you off with a smile. I really do. And trust me, I would if I could. With you, though, I've never been this close to someone and then have them leave on me like this. Which is, well, that's not your fault, obviously. Well, what kind of person would I be to say that? You leaving scares me. We've always been together, and now, well, you won't. Sure, we can keep in touch over the phone and stuff, but that's different. You'll be so far away from me. Do you see what I mean? I'm so fucking... All I'm thinking about is myself. I wanted to cheer you up now, and I'm saying all this. Thanks for being so understanding. Yeah, it's hard, you know. Listen, I know I came here with a loose plan to bring you back to the party, but would you mind if we just stay like this for a while? Thanks. I don't want to lose any more time with you. I'm going to miss you too. If that wasn't already incredibly obvious. Could I maybe also hold your hand? Honestly, all I want to do right now is hug you tight and never let go. But I'm not going to let people see that. The last thing they need is me bringing down the mood. So can you give me a hand? It's warm. Yeah, it's nice. It reminds me that you're still here. That you're still home. With me. And you know, this isn't the first time we've done this. Yeah, us holding hands. That's because I've always done it. In secret. No, not in like some psycho stalker girl way. God, no, I'm just... Okay, so it sounds all creepy, stalkery when I say this, but like, I would always make sure to keep my hand right next to yours when we sat together. I'm pretty sure you felt me do it. And if you fell asleep while we're watching a movie or something, I would put my hand in yours like this. I know, secret hand-holding, so scandalous. I really liked it. Being with you like this is always comforting for me. Whenever we're together, I feel like I'm exactly where I need to be. I don't know how to explain it exactly. It's just a feeling I get. I think the best way to say it is... You feel like home. Mm-hmm. You feel like home. And I love feeling that way. I love that you make me feel that way. Mm-hmm. Nerves, my feelings, alcohol. It makes it too easy to get all teary-eyed and sentimental. I really do mean all of it, though. Which is why I hate that you're leaving. And I hate that it feels like I'm losing you. You don't need to do anything about it. It's not like you could, really. As much as I want you to stay, I'd never ask that of you. No, don't say that. No. You know you need to do this. It does suck, huh? Knowing that someone you love is slipping right through your fingers. No, no, I can't say it. Nope, no matter what, I can't. I don't want to do that to you. You'll only make it hurt more when you leave. When? Why would you? I told you I couldn't say it. I didn't want to say it, but now you... Please don't say it again. I can't. I love you too. So much. Look, I could have said anything else, but not that. I didn't want to say those words. It almost felt like a line I shouldn't cross. Saying it would make it all real. And how could I do that when I know I can't have you? Maybe that, I don't know, maybe there'll be something for us in the future. I'd love that. But right now, we can't do this. Not with you leaving. Mm-mm. It wouldn't be fair to either of us. I know. I hate thinking about it too. So let's just not, okay? Let's sit here until we can't. And please don't let go of my hand. I need to know that you're still here. Just like home.